It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
I didn't realize this until, well, yesterday when the big announcement came out and I started freaking out because I had gone to the store and basically got all my essentials, I thought. But then I got home and do you know what I discovered?
What's that?
You guys, I overbought like the wrong things and I underbought the things I needed. Okay, you ready for this?
Damn
Let
it.
Me tell you how much I overbought. You ready for the one thing I have? Wait, you're going to laugh and say nobody has too much of this. But guess what I bought too much of?
What?
Bacon.
What? You're an American,
you guys,
right?
You don't understand. Every time I went to the store in the past 2 weeks, I picked up like 3 packages of bacon. And now I have so much bacon for the quarantine. I'm happy. But then it hit me. Well, wait, you just ran out of paper towels.
Oh, Jesus.
So I realized at the end of all this, I had plenty of bacon and no paper towels or tissues, mind you.
Which oddly enough, I was like, you might need the paper towels to make the bacon if you're making it that way. You know,
Riggs, that's a fair point. That's a fair point. And I'm going to be home a lot now, so I will be making a lot of bacon. In fact, I'll be doing it on the air. You can watch me at home. But I just wanted to know, did you over, or I thought it was funny how I overbought, you know, and underbought the wrong things.
We were the opposite in our house.
Oh.
Riggs, you go first.
We overbought paper goods because my wife is a hoarder, so we have so much toilet paper and paper.
That's not even a joke.
No, it's not.
Like, we're not joking when we say Riggs' wife is a hoarder.
She is. Yes, very much. But we underbought all of our food. Like, she never buys enough food, but she came back with 2 packages of paper towels, but not enough produce or anything. I was like, what are we going to eat? What are we going to eat? Are we going to eat paper towels? This isn't going to help us at all.
What are we going to eat? Well, the good news is I have bacon.
Thank you.
I'd be more than happy.
I have
and I can't see you or touch you, Riggs, but I'd be more than happy to throw it at your mailbox and keep driving.
I will be. You know what? Let's do a trade. Bacon for paper towels.
You know what, though? If people are going to text to 71037. I might be an idiot if I gave you my bacon.
You might be
idiot. Gives up bacon?
And I would be an idiot if I gave you my paper towels. That's my ration.
Pretty much. Well, Gibbons, what about you? Over or under buy anything?
I think I hit the nail right on the head because at Casa de Gibbons right now, we have a stack of 25 things of ramen and 25 of those packets of tuna fish that they have at the store for like $1. And we're set for, I mean, I think we're good for a month, honestly, with that stuff, with those rations.
At least a month. You'll be fine. Well, text us 71037. What did you overbuy or underbuy? 71037. Pop us a text. We can read those. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Quarantine day one. Oh, God.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
We are our own technicians this morning.
As we have been for a while now.
That's how we roll, baby. That's how we roll. We were just talking, Allie was talking about things that she overbought or underbought. Uh-huh. And you were saying that you overbought bacon, which I don't understand how that's a problem.
I get it. It's not really a problem, but I thought it was funny that I had 19 packages of bacon and no paper towels. I thought, wow, you overbought bacon and you underbought paper towels. So then, Riggs, you said you had paper products and no food. But Gibbons, my mic, it wasn't actually, I accidentally disconnected myself while we were on the air a second ago. What did you say, Gibbons? You underbought and overbought?
Oh, dude, I think we hit the nail on the head. At my house right now, we have, without exaggeration, a stack
booze.
No. Well, we got booze, of course. 30 different things of ramen and 30 of those individual tuna fish packets instead of the canned tuna, the packets that are already like seasoned and flavored. Oh, we are stacked up, dude.
Nice. We got people texting into 71037. My girlfriend and I bought $400 in supplies for the quarantine, and now we're both considered essential and still have to go to work. Screws
them.
Well,
that's the thing. You kind of got to figure out, you know, who are the essentials because we have to be on the air, but we can be from home, thank God. Well,
Somebody else texted into 71037. I overbought snacks and I underbought healthy stuff.
Dude, same.
As my kids have already gone through the oranges and apples I bought, we're now down to nothing but Quaker granola bars and Goldfish.
There you go. That sounds like a food pyramid to me.
Dude,
right?
You know how everyone says diet starts Monday. Diet starts after quarantine, y'all. There's no diets on quarantine.
Do you know what? Let's pull back the curtain a little because I was talking to the owner of Medical Weight Loss and Wellness yesterday, Kelly.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had to shut down, and it's tough for everybody, you know.
Yeah.
You've got small businesses. You've got, you know, people you're employing. But we were – I was kind of joking with her, like, imagine all the people who are going to be ready, who are giving up at life for the quarantine, that in a month are going to be like, okay, I need help getting back on the train.
Oh, hell yeah.
I said, weight loss will come back like it's January. Don't you worry.
So what derailed you, coronavirus? You had it? No, just quarantine.
Right?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.